This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Keeper of Oaths. Zed was searching for a truthful question, but there were so many of them. Tell me just how to be of decent folk like you. Rumud came forward, a man of 60, broad, liked by all, an astronomer and a mathematician. And Rumud spoke, "To be. Allah said for you to be, and there you were. He uttered you in hope that from yourself you make the most. So be thankful. Thankful for the glowing moon above you. So pale and simple is the partner to our earth. Be like the moon in thankfulness. Face the earth eternally, observing all creations. Be awed. Be in awe that every tree and bush yields fruits and leaves and flowers. Each is sculpted from instructions in a seed. Be awed at things unseen of vast dimensions. Diamond planets, suns as vast in size as all the sky above us. Be hopeful. Be like sunflowers, their faces always to the sun, but when it's gone, they turn to face each other. Hope conquers your greatest fears, but if it leaves your sight, you'll find it in each other. Be humble. 20 years ago, we sent a sentinel to space. It sent back pictures of Earth, but all we saw was a tiny speck of blue, suspended in a ray of light. All we know and all we are is human flecks upon a tiny speck of blue. Be purposeful, like a hunter stalking prey only visible to believers. Pray with all your heart for clarity of path ahead. Be generous. Share everything you find with others on your journey. First help others, brothers, sisters, people who you serve. All we have to gain is earned in what we give to God. Be sure to love. Love will bring your tree to blossom countless roses, and it will shake you to your roots as quickly, but stand firmly all the same. Make each day your mission to show love with firm conviction. Hug and kiss your mothers, brothers, wives. Plant the seeds of love, knowing that love gives endless seeds the more you sow. Be trustworthy. Clear conscience is the softest pillow. Do what you say you will do. Your honor and your character lend firmness to your hand. Have hope, but don't expect to trust in others' deeds. Sleep restful only if you place your trust in God, yourself, and nothing else. Be dignified. Angels themselves bowed at your creation, so respect the act of God that you represent. Take actions only as if someone is watching. Suffer shame only if it's your own, never from others. Nurture and rely on what's inside you. Be steady. Face the truth regardless of how harsh the facts, for life seems just as soon unfair than not, and grinds you into dust and then revives you. Life would put a crown on your head, then hang you from a tree like a drying fish. So welcome all its turns with cheerful face, expecting endless change. Be careful. Have an appetite of life and eat freely all that is allowed, but keep your attention hidden, safe from any foods forbidden. Be insightful. Become a single strength and recognize yourself as strong. You may be overlooked by others, but just as often you have failed to see yourself. And be yourself. Your path is your own to make in life, the same for faith. paths to God are rarely ever shared. Be resolute. Attend to good along your path and watch it straighten up. The stick you hold when climbing rocks or slopes is gripped by holding on to goodness, even when you think the path is lost. And be reassured. If you are worthy of its course, life will not treat you lightly. That is the surest way to know you are living right. Zed was struck with a kind of lightning inside his mind, which roused 1,000 more questions. He wanted to know more, and for all the answers to come at once. It was hardly clear to him what he should ask about next. He also knew the Ikhlasi custom that young men and women take their first journeys together after marriage. Some words just spilled out of him, as if by pure chance, the lucky ones to find a sound. So finally, he spoke. "I must know about marriage,"